doing it twice. May the Lord forgive us. He says finally he has one more issue with the Ralbag's statements. He said he put down as a passage that it's impossible that heavenly bodies should change, which was a it was an old fashioned perspective. Heavenly bodies are perfect, they're almost angels, and you can have change in it. Their understanding was that this active intelligence is something which draws its powers from the heavenly bodies. So it's a lower instance in the totem pole. You have Hashem, you have Malachim, you have heavenly bodies, and you have Sechel HaPol. So Sechel HaPol cannot overreach and sort of flip around the Gormei Shemayim. Va'oid, ki b'yischadesh hefzad el Gormei Shemayim, yischadesh hefzad el Lashvot Achtonim. You can't mess with the with the master board without really affecting those lower down. And that's why Ralbag says you cannot have any miracles affecting heavenly bodies. So what he does is he explains those miracles in ways that they did not affect the sun and the moon. What he says was that the victory of Yeshua was so quick that it seemed as if no time had passed. That's how he understands it. And he says that that's a terrible distortion. What?
I hear that.
Kilkel b'ksuvim.
And what about the idea of Abraham's hashgacha being above the mazalos and all those things like that? That we're not governed by. We're not governed by that explicitly.
So those are chazal, but here he actually goes and distorts a psukim. And he says that it doesn't mean what it sounds like it means, which is much worse. Chazal is a little more flexibility. He says, Kilkel b'ksuvim, he ruined the psukim, pagam benevim, asa pirushim shal tohu vavohu. And he made pirushim of tohu vavohu. And the Rivash also writes about the Ralbag, that he says terrible things, the Rivash says in the tshuva, and he says things that you're not allowed to hear, terrible. If at least it would fit into the pasuk, then okay, so some people would be misled. There's nobody that can take his pirush seriously. This axiom that he put down, it's impossible to have the Sechel HaPol do miracles in heavenly bodies, because he comes from it. This is all his own fantasy and his own axioms. We have absolutely no issue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu making nisim in heavenly bodies.
I could almost understand his desire to make this Sechel HaPoel.
Right.
Kind of that, it's like this system of...
Well, I would say it's what we call nature.
It could be also that Hashem's committed to, that he created this perfect Sechel HaPoel that's going to execute everything.
Right.
But the idea of the whole system of Shemayim abovehand just seems like unabashed apologetics to the signs of the times.
Right. And I'll tell you, we could just substitute the word laws of nature. I mean, many people are comfortable with God making a miracle within nature, but a miracle outside of nature, that's something that we just can't... We think that that's a roof, a glass ceiling that he can't pass by.
Yeah.
And that's what he says, that if you play around with heavenly bodies, you can create havoc the lower bodies, ain't a double kach. Because just like nature's is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the whole structure is made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a Ness is a certain reality for a certain time. In other words, for that bubble in time, that's true, that's valid. Just like Moshe could survive 4 days without eating and drinking. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, you can live off HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not off food. And therefore, it's absolute nonsense what he's trying to say. Okay, we'll hold it. Here he starts a new piece. Here he goes into the Gemara and tries to explain. The Gemara deals with that Neis and tries to give different details about it, how long it was, and so on and so forth. He's going to try to explain that Gemara. That's what he's dealing with. Okay. So next week it'll still be kind of late. I'll probably get back 5 minutes early. I think it's moving backwards. But the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'll sort of gradually move back a little bit to 10:15 in Mitzvah.
Okay, that's fine. And this week, I just happen to have an appointment I have to go to at 11, but afterwards, I can do a full 45 minutes.
Okay, fine. Whatever's good for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. All the best. Bye.